produce in the park. And we have a couple of guests in to join us, talk a little bit about that process, planning process. LaVon Eblin in with us, and Emily Krengel also with us this morning. They're part of the organizing planning committee. Takes a lot of planning and organizing to put together all those events, doesn't it?
You have that right, Jim.
Yes. In fact, it's our main meeting is this week on Thursday. So January we get started. So an event that starts in June.
When did you start Produce in the Park? A few years ago, right?
I happened to look that up.
Good, because I have two different numbers.
Okay.
So what do you say?
Well, I'm going to say 2012. Okay. Is when we first started as a joint effort with the Chamber, when they had what they called the Third Thursday, and it was a music event. Mm-hmm. And we tagged on to that for kind of our initial trial to see how this might work. So we just did it for 3 times.
Mm-hmm. And just that one Thursday a month.
Exactly.
It's way beyond that now.
It is way beyond that. And that wasn't LaVon and my decision. That was our vendor's decision to make it a weekly event through the summer season.
Well, I think the vendors, you know, when you plant your produce, your veggies, your whatever you want to sell them, they keep coming. They don't just stop because, well, it's this Thursday and it's once a month. They don't stop growing. They need to be able to have some kind of plan.
Correct.
Yes.
So I think maybe is this the third or fourth year we've operated the way we're operating?
I've read the fourth and the fifth, so I kind of think it depends on who you talk to and how that came along. But anyhow, it's been a while.
Well, it's worked. Put it that way.
Evidently, it has.
Did it seem to get off immediately? I mean, did you immediately get good feedback from this, that you knew this was going to be something that you wanted to make happen on a weekly basis?
I think it was a passion for the three-legged stool that was planning that, who is LaVon, Susan Retz, and myself. I think we were impressed at first with the vendors that showed up. Mm-hmm. We thought, oh, great, this is wonderful. But you had to have the buyers there too. So that became the thing we really had to work at.
I think one of the really big pluses is the location. Because the city park is wonderful. There's shade and, you know, people can sit down and enjoy. And that's a bit unusual, not only in Atlantic, but also around the area, to be able to use the city park as the venue. And pretty good parking for the customers around that area. I mean, I think there are a lot of pluses. And we hope that it would help the businesses that are open on Thursday night to get a little more business, you know. So the kind of things came together. And actually, some people will recognize the name Bahia Nightingale. That's ancient history almost. She was working here. And she was the one who initially said, you know, the park would be a great place to do this. So she was a visionary in a lot of different ways. So our basic start was, let's sell fresh food. Let's sell fresh produce to people.
Exactly.
Well, I know you've got a meeting coming up, a gathering coming up this Thursday, appropriately.
Yes.
It makes sense to do it on a Thursday, I guess, considering the event is usually on Thursdays in the summer. But you've got an event coming up this Thursday, 2 o'clock, down at the depot here in Atlantic, to just kind of do some brainstorming and planning for the year. Is that open to anybody who has any thoughts?
Yes, and the vendors, of course, the vendors of food. And I know Emily's going to talk a little bit about that. But also, it's become a community event with lots of volunteers and lots of ways to participate. And people maybe who want to come, I mean, maybe they just want to come and be there. Any of those folks could give us great ideas about what should be added or how it should be changed. Sure. And that sort of thing. But I think first and foremost is the produce. That's the initial reason we do this. So It's such a variety, Emily.
It is a huge variety, and it's a different variety every week. And we always tried from 1 week to kind of find out what might be there the next week. And LaVon did a great job trying to publicize that. But we started out at those first June issue markets with like rhubarb and asparagus, onion, garlic, zucchini, large and small summer squashes. You know, you can't come June 1st and want sweet corn. or local grown tomatoes. Some people wanted those first weeks, but it just changed and went on to potatoes, green beans. I remember people asking, when are you going to have their fresh green beans, cucumbers, carrots, all kinds of herbs, varieties of tomatoes, peppers, from just mild peppers to very hot peppers, sweet corn, winter squash, sweet potato, pumpkins, berries, on. And also eggs and local meats.
Yeah, and flowers. You maybe don't eat the flowers, although some of them are edible. But that's, yes. I think we see possibilities there. And then other food, too, all the baked goods, that becomes very popular.
Yes.
Yeah, I would imagine during the course of the run of all those weeks, you probably have a little bit of everything at some point in time.
Another thing, honey was something that people ask for. And then the kind of newer one, aronia berries, have become much more popular. So the vendors all try to get
right.
This.
And then a newer thing we had this time was the syrups related to those.
Yeah, actually gotten out of trees right here in Cass County. I'm like, what? I mean, I thought you only did that in Maine or somewhere.
Yes, right. So it has become expanded, definitely.
Yes.
Oh, very good. What's the toughest part to plan with this?
To do the planning? Well,
what's the hardest part to plan?
Just, I guess, getting the vendors and making sure that they know what's going on. And, of course, it has to be locally grown, locally produced. You can't bring in a shipment of peaches when they're from some other state. And
sure.
Got to grow it or got to make it.
Right.
And I think that's really important for a lot of the consumers to know that this is where it comes from.
Well, you guys try to be pretty creative, too, when it comes to the different presentations and things, too. You'll have entertainment there. You'll have, for example, folks that might be coming in cooking on site to give you some samples and things. It's not just baskets of fruits and vegetables all over.
LaVon has done a wonderful job of getting chefs and entertainment. And that was our dilemma of trying to get more people there. Yes, we want to promote the food, but to get more people there, we added the entertainment chefs, children's activities.
And I think we have to give kudos to our local Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce who go out and get businesses to support it. So there's a monthly sponsor. They give away the bags when you come to shop that have their names on it. And they all help provide chefs and kids entertainment and education and so on. So, Jim, I added up last year, we had 22 different nonprofit groups. Like the library was there every week. And then the DOES and Public Health and the BPW, I mean, the list, there are 22 of those. And then there are just some people who like to come and help us out. And we had some of those individuals, too, who either did kids' activities or provided those tasting samples. You know, it always smells so good. Jack Jensen comes with his grill, and it just like. But so businesses, individuals, organizations, all come together. So it's a really community event every week.
Definitely. The collaboration is amazing, and the people that just step up and help is very heartwarming.
I know it's still cold and it's still February. When do we start, though? Do you have the first one set yet?
We'll set that at our meeting on Thursday. I'm guessing it'll be the first Thursday in June. But
so you've got everything to decide at this gathering.
Yeah.
So anyone who has any thoughts at all about the process, about the produce in the park, the fun and games, or has some new ideas and things too, always looking for some fresh ideas, they should stop on by and be a part of that.
Yep, 2:00 this Thursday, Atlantic Chamber of Commerce meeting room at the depot.
Just consider this your open invitation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, it takes a lot of planning to put these things together. As you can imagine, when we start outlining these things, you put the welcome mat out, and you'll get vendors that'll show up. That's usually not too big a problem. When they have things, they'll be there. But there's all that other stuff, the entertainment and the demonstrations and things. And fortunate, as you said, they have all those volunteers and nonprofit organizations that wish to be a part of something like that, too.
You know, and we should just mention Knights of Columbus. They come every week to raise funds. You know about Knights of Columbus, and they're a really important group that we should mention. So, everybody, think about it's June 1st or whatever that first Thursday is. We'll be here soon.
Yes, it will. Very good. All right.
Thank you, Jim.
We hope a lot of folks stop on by, and it's a family-oriented event, too. So make sure you bring those family-oriented ideas with you, too, and enjoy. So thanks for coming in. Appreciate it, Emily. LaVon, appreciate you coming by here this morning.
Thank you, Jim.